begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God,
Have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Let us build a house where love.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you that, loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises, which exceed all we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Our first reading this evening is from the 10th chapter of Acts, verses 44 through 48. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read Psalm 98 responsively, and will you all please read the bold print? Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory.
O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice, and sing.
Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar, and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth.
The Lord will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity. The second reading is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go out and bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
It feels like throughout the Easter season, we've been getting a heavy dose of love. It almost reminds me of my parents instructing me over and over and over again the need to do something. I remember growing up those instructions being so obvious. So obvious that it seemed annoying that my parents would constantly point these things out to me. You need to do this. You need to remember that. I would respond in ways that I'm sure conveyed my annoyance. Because I'm sure before my brain was fully developed, your brain is not fully developed until you're 25 years of age. And they had life experience on their side, but I'm sure at my age, I thought that I had it all figured out and they didn't know what they were talking about.
Exactly.
What they were saying was not necessarily wise. It was just obvious, yet they kept instructing and reminding. It was when I realized that I failed to do and follow those obvious instructions and forget to do the things that they reminded me to do, that I realized their instruction and reminding was for good reason. So the scriptures this Easter season has given us a heavy dose of instructions and reminders to love. Seems obvious, right? We're Christians, right? We would forget what it means to love one another? It seems like God's answer to us is yes. And you need reminders. You're going to forget. We might all see this as nag, nag, nag. We might find ourselves tuning this out at times or drifting away from it altogether. Now, I believe that there are some that look at religion and Christianity, and there are unfortunate examples of it in our society today where people are oppressed, where people have been burdened by religious instructions. And quite frankly, they're burdened because they're not life-giving. They often call people to suppress things about who they are, to prohibit things for doing and engaging in various activities. And some have walked away from those kinds of Christian circles that they would even say enslaved them. Enslaved them to live a way that was not life-giving nor Christ-centered. What Jesus says to us in John's gospel today is that we're no longer servants. It's not a commandment that keeps us down. It's a commandment that lifts us up, that frees us. The commandments that Jesus is giving to us bestow upon us joy and freedom by abiding in his love. Jesus is elevating us and then tells us to love one another as he has loved us. Not to impose or restrict others, but to love them. Ironically, as a suffering servant, we're no longer servants, yet we're to love one another in the way Jesus has loved us, which is through a suffering love that embodies generosity, love, and hope. Right now in the Cardington community, there's a Love One Another initiative. And I think anyone would say, well, anybody can do that. And everyone should be doing that. And I would say that's absolutely true. But as Christians, when we hear those words, love one another, we should be hearing the voice of Jesus because it's a commandment that calls us to love like Jesus. And think about that kind of love. That kind of love when shared, when we love one another as Jesus loves us, think about how that love has changed and shaped the world for centuries and is transforming communities in our world today. Now, I think it's helpful if we kind of go back here a little bit through John chapter 15, verses 1 to 17, just giving you some brief highlights. We are the branches and are in the vine that is Jesus Christ. We're to stay with Jesus. It's another instruction that sounds like over and over and over again, but as a parent of young children, staying put, I appreciate that instruction, right? Stay put. We're to abide in Christ, abide in his love, abide in his words. And now when abiding in Christ, we keep his command, that is to love one another. What does that love look like? It looks like the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ crucified for us. And this love has made us friends. We're friends of Jesus. Chad Bird points out that up to this point in the Bible, only two people have been friends of God, Abraham and Moses. So God viewing us in this way, we shouldn't gloss over this at all. This friendship with God through Christ forms us invites us to be in a very intimate relationship with God. It should also transform how we look at our mission in the world as we observe this commandment to love one another. As we read the scriptures, we should see how the cross is so central and why we make it so central in living out our faith in Christ, in being faithful to this commandment that Jesus gives to us. Because if we're centered in the Word, then we're going to be centered in the love of the crucified one. If we're centered in the Word, then we're going to be abiding in God's grace. As we hear in John 15, verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Remember, this is very gracious. God is the one that plugs us in to the vine. As we hear in our first lesson from Acts, it also means that we don't get in the way, in other people's way, when they hear that when God has chosen them and they hear God's invitation to abide in God's love. Peter is humbled that while he was still speaking, God was already at work in the Gentiles. We too should be humbled by those God has chosen to be part of God's family. Perhaps another way we can speak about abiding in Christ is to make sure we're tuned into Christ. I could probably get away with that analogy for a few more years, right? Before some kid says, "What does tuning in mean?" Right? What does stay tuned mean? I have no idea what you're talking about. There's a reason why whenever we gather, you think about it, we essentially do the same things each week. We might not always be tuned in, but the Holy Spirit can awaken us to something new that we've never heard before, even if we've heard it before. The living Word and the living God is at work, and when we are tuned in, when we're abiding in God's love, we may see and hear new things because God continues to bring us to new life. In our faith journey, we might go from the equivalent of being a griping child, like I was, that feels like they do not need the obvious instructions and the constant reminders, to now tuning into those instructions and reminders that then enables us to emulate the love of Jesus Christ in this world. Because this commandment is incredibly simple yet difficult. To love like Jesus, how do we do it? We must abide in this love. We must be centered in this Word and strengthened through the sacraments. When we're not only reminded of Jesus' sacrifice when we receive Holy Communion, this sacrifice that is for us, for you. And when you receive Jesus' body and blood in Holy Communion, we're assured of his true presence in this meal. And it's the living God feeding us, sustaining us. So then to love like Jesus, to love one another as Jesus commands us, it's sacrificial, yes. But it's not just so people would survive. How is God still loving us through Jesus Christ. We can love people enough to keep them going in this world. And there are some, in some ways, that's what we do. We give people just enough sustenance to keep them going. But Jesus is asking us to love people not just so that they survive, but that they thrive. That we would love them in a way that would bear fruit. That would feed them in a way that would cause them and others to flourish in this world through a love that is eternal. When we hear Jesus' command to love one another, and we know that we should emulate Jesus' love for us, then we're to be tuned in to Christ by abiding in him through prayer, Bible study, worship, and then by being chosen by our Lord, sent out into this world to love like Jesus that bears life-giving fruit in this world. May it be so. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen.
We believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to glory to judge the quick and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Alive in the risen Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. Loving God, you call us to be your fruit-bearing church. Strengthen the bonds among all Christian churches. Today we pray for the Moravian Church, giving thanks for the life and witness of Nicholas Ludwig von Zindendorf, renewer of the church and hymn writer. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Creating God, the earth praises you. The seas roar and the hills sing for joy. Fill the earth with your love so that by their song, all creatures of land and sea and sky, burrowing and soaring, may call us to join with them in praise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Faithful Savior, you conquer the world not with weapons, but with undying love. Plant your word in the hearts of the nation's leaders and give them your spirit so that the peoples of the world may live in peace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Guiding God, we pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Sarah, our dean, Adam, our pastor, for all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Caring healer, you forget no one and accompany the lonely. Be present with those who are sick or suffering or dying, especially Matt, Tracy, Scott, Ron, Vincent, Pat, Dina, Candace, Ellie, Stan, Marlene and her family, Gary, Ken, Blaine, Michelle, Audrey, Rhonda, Diane, John, Gloria, Megan, Rob, Leah, Lori, Frank, and our homebound. Provide for those needing homes or medical care and point us towards life-changing responses to those needs in our community. Be with the dying. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, as a mother comforts her children, you comfort us. Bless mothers and mothering people in our lives. Comfort those who miss their mothers, mothers who grieve, those who grieve because they cannot be mothers, and those who have never known a loving mother. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gentle Redeemer, all who die in you abide in your presence forever. We remember with thanksgiving those who shared your love throughout their lives. Keep us united with them in your lasting love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Give you thanks, Father, through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, whom you sent in this end of the ages to save and redeem us and to proclaim to us your will. He is your word, inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your word, sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He there took on our nature and our lot and was shown forth as your Son, born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. He, our Lord Jesus, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering in order to free from suffering those who trust you. He is the one who handed over to a death he freely accepted in order to destroy death, to break the bonds of the evil one, to crush hell underfoot, to give light to the righteous, to establish his covenant, and to show forth the resurrection. Taking bread and giving thanks to you, said, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve you as your priestly people. Send your Spirit upon these gifts of your church and gather into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Distribution of the sacrament will be us coming to your vehicles. We offer both consecrated wine and grape juice. Just indicate your preference when we arrive. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us.
St. John, Lutheran Church, Windfall, is centered in the Word, strengthened in the sacraments, sent into the community to share the love of Jesus.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.